They're going to run it right side. Sherman gives him a block, tries to read the hole. Anglin for the far right pylon. He's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. Three straight runs by Jamal Charles, and the Chiefs get a gigantic touchdown.
And a gigantic player, ladies and gentlemen. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. And welcome back to Jazz Louisiana Kitchen at 39th and State Line. And is now, and also a special welcome and a hello to the folks watching us tonight, as well as throughout the week on Time Warner Sports, the Time Warner Cable Sports Channel. It is my distinct pleasure now to introduce to all of you, to several hundred fans here tonight at Jazz, the man that I think is the toughest football player ever to wear the uniform of the Kansas City Chiefs. Please welcome number 25, Jamal Charles. Thanks for coming out, my friend.
Oh, I love it. I love the Chiefs Kingdom.
Let's talk about just the change, because you've been around since 2008. You can give a perspective. Only DJ Tomber or Bo have been in longer than you have. But what about the change this year? I get asked all the time, what do you think has happened to this team to turn it around so quickly?
I think just veteran guys. He brought in more experienced guys on the team. Not so much young guys, but he brought guys in that been playing the game for a long time, and I think you need that. I think you need a couple of veteran guys in different positions, and he brought all the pieces, the right pieces, and we just clicked the way he just came in, and everybody brought in by his system, and the system was I liked the system when I opened the playbook from the very first day, so I just knew. Knew he was going to win more than two games when I said at the beginning of the season. I said, I know we're going to win more than two games.
Well, two games after 2 weeks and eight wins after 8 weeks. This is crazy. Now the world is watching. Even last week, I had University of Texas basketball coach Rick Barnes ask me, what's going on there? Because you went to UT.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's going on? And he really wanted to know what was the psychology of it. We were talking about you and your toughness. But the guys that were there before, you, Brandon Albert, Colquitt, mentioned Bo and Holly, and those, it's like – this has been like bread to a starving person. I mean, I just talk to Tom all the time and talk to you of like, hey, this is special. But you guys, even to the younger guys in the locker room, how much is saying, hey, we're going to get this done and work for it?
I think everybody brought in together with just the players. We just tired of losing. We just got tired of losing. And we brought in like how we can make this team better and how we can win. And I think we came from a winning college, and we played in college. So losing was just being hard, and now we got the right coaches leading us in the right directions. That being tough on us, not showing favoritism, and every player he just be tough on us. He been in the NFL a while, and he know how to coach players, and he coach them well. So I mean, everybody just brought in at the beginning of the season. We just say, man. It feels so special. We just win games, and things can change. And I think they believe in it now. Things is changing for real.
It is for real, ladies and gentlemen. And this guy, when he touches the ball, those plays are huge. Let me just – you're not into stats. You're very unselfish, but I'm going to read them off. This isn't you. All right, this is the NFL leaders for most yards from scrimmage, rushing, receiving, so touches and production. Fourth is Megatron, Calvin Johnson of Detroit, right? He just had 300-some yards yesterday. Reggie Bush of Detroit is third. LeSean McCoy of Philadelphia is second. First, Jamal Charles of the Kansas City Chiefs. Boom. I'm telling you what that is, because you're good at this. Tell you what that is. Let's go. Come on, you're good at this.
Put the hammer down, baby.
You got it. What's been awesome about this, and you talking about open up the playbook, is the fact how you've turned into a receiver. Now, what about what you had to do? Because I watched you all summer and spring and at St. Joe, but becoming a receiver as well as a running back.
I mean, I thought I always had good hands, and I had a conversation with Dwayne. He's like, man, you just like you relax when you catch the ball. Like, you got some of the best hands on the team. Like I said, I know. I mean, we're brought into that. It's just, you know what I'm saying, when I heard Coach Reed was going to be my coach, everybody's thought, oh, he's not going to run the ball. He's going to throw the ball. But I feel like wherever he can give me the ball, I mean, it's good. As long as I'm making plays and moving the change. And, I mean, I had 100 yards every game from scrimmage yards. I mean, that's not rushing yards, but together combined, I think that's a great feeling for me because I mean, I can. I'm changing the game for NFL running backs. Not just running the ball. Normally, just everybody knows a running back just running the ball. Now they know as a running back running and catching the ball, and that's hard to defend. And teams, I know they go in and out every week. If we stop number 25, we got them. But I can't let nobody stop me.
Well, not only have you changing the NFL, you've changed all of our lives, okay? And, again, over 200 people slammed in here at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. It snuck in. Yeah, okay. They're still coming in. One thing is to catch the ball, but another is being a route runner. Because in Andy's system, this isn't just swinging out of the backfield and throw you a check down. You're running routes, and you're running everything a receiver's got to run. So what has it been like for you to learn how to route run?
I mean, I feel like in all season I play 7-on-7. I play football in all season, and I love playing that. And that's why I take every game when I go in playing every game on Sunday that I'm playing 7-on-7. But I only get in tackle. I feel like when I go out there and play 7-on-7, it's more fun. You're catching the ball, and it's crazy how they give me the ball on 7-on-7. So when I get my chance to look at the playbook and when I'm split at wide receivers, I'm thinking I'm just giving a good old fake nod, like I'm playing 7-on-7, and that's what it is. I'm just out there enjoying myself, and I'm loving it.
It seems like this team's having fun. We're having fun, but this team's having fun. I mean, is that correct? I mean, everybody's on task, but everybody's just – that locker room is different, man.
Yeah, because, you know, it's rough when it's so tough and tight. You can't do nothing. But now, like, everybody relaxing, like we got massages every day, so everybody just feeling good. So, I mean, you need that. You need to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Winning or losing, you just need to enjoy the game you playing. I think if you have fun, that makes the game be more funner. And I think the guys there in the locker room, we have fun with each other, and we not buying in with just we just leave after work. We all family, and that's what we took it at. We all brought in as we gonna do this together as a family. And I think that's what it is. I think we bring brothers, and we don't show no backbone. We just we all in it together.
This is a band of brothers, ladies and gentlemen, that's wearing your uniform. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to ask you about one other part of the game, and it's very important when I have to when I watch video, because there's stuff that I can't follow when I'm doing play-by-play. I'm following the ball, and you run the ball, and you catch the ball. And but when I watch that video and I see you pass protect, you are awesome at it. And I mean, just I know you watch the ball as a fan, but a lot of these plays for Alex and for your teammates are because you're picking up the blitzes. But you're not only picking up the blitzes, you're jacking guys. Now, what about the pride you take in that? Because that doesn't show up anywhere on this stat sheet I just read off.
Yeah, I mean, the pride I take in that, I took that all the way back from college. My running back coach always told me to play in the NFL or to play any running back, you got to learn how to block. And if you can't block, you can't play running back. So I took pride of being, and I always tell people that about my coach record. He always taught me that, and I take pride in it. So when I see somebody coming, I try to smack him, choke him out.
He can run it. He can catch it. He can smack him, all right? So, and one more time before the break, when you smack dudes like that, it's time to
put the hammer down, baby.
You've got it. We come back. My nickname for him is Port Arthur, and you'll find out when we come back. Again, we're at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show with none other than Jamal Charles. We'll be back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Castle, I formation, power play, left side, Charles off tackle, he's at the 20, he's at the 30, turns that speed loose, he's at the 50, Harper chasing, they're not going to catch him, it's going to be touchdown, Kansas City in one of the longest runs in Kansas City Chiefs history, 91-yard touchdown run by Jamal Charles.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, live from Jazz Louisiana Kitchen at 39th and State Line, just across the street from the University of Kansas Medical Center. Yes, that play was the longest play in Kansas City Chiefs history on a running play. 91 yards last year to beat the New Orleans Saints. The man that is with me tonight has the highest average per carry in the history of the National Football League. That goes back to 1921. Jamal Charles with us tonight. Okay, before we talk to Jamal about his background and his family's here tonight, we talked about the band of brothers and your locker room family. Let's pick up our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game. With everything that happened yesterday, Cleveland still has the ball. They get a field goal. It's tied at 20-20, and we're going to overtime. They get a touchdown. There is no 8-0 celebration. Fourth down. Game is on the line. It's time for the Time Warner Cable play of the game.
Fourth down and 7. Browns football at their own 31. Ball in the hat. Beyond the right hash. Shotgun snap back. Kansas City blitzing Campbell. He steps up. Corral. Now he moves to the right side trying to extend the play. He holds it. He throws back against his body. It is incomplete and dropped by the Browns. Devon Bess has the ball. Ricochet off his right forearm and Kansas City holds on downs with 2:01 to go in the game.
Ball game. Flush the Browns. Flush the Browns. If it's Brown, flush it down. And the Chiefs did that. They are now 8-0. And again, Jamal Charles with us. Now, you're on the sideline watching all this. So you're seeing 4th, 10, and 7. What's going through your mind?
The defense, they do a great job every year. They've been doing a great job this year and in every game they played this year. I mean, the defense, what the fans come and bring to that defense, they bring the defense alive. And what Tom and Justin be able to do this year is just unbelievable. Just getting after the quarterback and just sacking them and making them force for them and helping the DBs back there pick the ball off. I mean, what Tom and Justin do is just an amazing job.
We're sitting here 40-some minutes after the hour. This show started near the top of the hour, and people are going, ask him about his knee. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I think I came back in the game and I finished well, and now I'm just worrying about just trying to focus on this week coming up.
And the blisters are okay. Where are we at on the blisters?
Oh, the blisters been gone, so okay. We good with the blisters.
Now, Silver, I want to say because Rick Burkholder. Now, what about that dude? He came with Andy. That guy's something else.
Rick,
the athletic trainer.
He's, yeah, Rick. Yeah,
it's all right. So, but he put silver on your toes.
Oh.
He goes, here's what I'm gonna put these silver things on. I go, I hope this works, but
nah,
it worked.
I mean, what Rick be able to do it with the whole team, just try to get back every game somebody played. I know Rick did a great job of getting them back on the field, and they did a great job preparing me in a training room and got me back on the field yesterday because at first I thought I couldn't run. And what they did was just amazing. They just went in and just opened me up, and I was able to finish the game. And so I was happy that I'm not really hurt and I'm still can pursue having a great season.
You're good tonight? Everything's fine?
I'm fine tonight. I'm just ready for another Sunday.
Nobody touch his knee, got it? And nobody touch the blisters. Because Brad G yesterday, Brad's here tonight, Chiefs PR, does a great job with Sidney Ricker here. Brad was telling us, hey, it's a questionable return, and we're going, uh-oh, we see you down on the bike. Kendall Gamble was talking, he's down on the bike, he's riding the bike. And then you go running in the game, and everything was all cool. Now, this leads me into this, I call you Port Arthur, or PA, that's my nickname. I give nicknames to people I really like. And because of the Port Arthur toughness, the toughness you had, you grew up with to be what you are. What about the pride you have in your toughness and the pride of Port Arthur toughness?
I mean, I just, I don't know. I'm just different from everybody. I think I play with a lot of passion. I play with a lot of energy, and I play with a lot of physical on the field. So, I mean, what I take, just I'm happy to be from Port Arthur, and they raised me well, and now I'm just you know what I'm saying, continue to trying to pursue my goals, trying to be the best NFL player, running back in the league.
Joe Washington came from Port Arthur. That's another guy that kind of fits the mold. He was great at Oklahoma and with the Washington Redskins. There have been just tons of athletes come out of there. Were you guys good at Memorial High School? Did you guys have a good team?
Oh, yeah. We went to the playoff every year, and we lost my senior year in the first round to Brandon LaFell. So, It was a hard feeling, but great. I had a great chance to go to the University of Texas.
And you do something in the summer. You help in the summer. You love kids,
uh-huh.
And you talk about 7-on-7. But you got a big deal in the summer. The guys go down and help you with.
Yeah, every year I have a football camp every year, and it's my foundation sponsoring it, and and Reebok been sponsoring it, but this year Puma taking over my camp this year and sponsoring my camp this year. But every year it been a great success so far. Some of the guys came out. Last year came out Brandon Flowers, Kendrick Lewis, DJ Derrick Johnson, Cyrus Gray, and now Davis came out, and Quentin Dimps came out as well.
Awesome. And the kids benefit. The kids of the Gulf Coast region are the ones who benefit. Love this guy. All right, we're going to be back to close things out. I'm going to ask you about the Buffalo Bills, and we come back, and we're at the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen, 39th and State Line. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Raiders show a four-man front and zone defense behind it. They bring four, draw play. Charles, it's at the five, dragging two Raiders into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Jamal Charles on a quick handoff up the middle for seven.
Sweet music to the ears of those in the Chiefs Kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. Back in our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show. And we're at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen, 39th and State Line. With the man who's closing in. Why would it not? I'm not going to talk about it. We're closing in on the Buffalo Bills, all right? Because right now the Chiefs are 8-0 and want to be 9-0 with the win over the Bills, and you owe these guys. Let's talk about Buffalo and getting ready. Because I want to ask you about this, because one thing I've noticed Andy has been able to do, and I told Rick Barnes this, is that it's week to week. He keeps you guys locked in on the task at hand. What about how he's been able to do that, and what about getting ready for Buffalo?
I mean, every week is a different game plan, so we know it's getting really where our body is really starting to get sore. So we got one more game, and that's how we got to think. Like, it's our last game of the season. Then we go home because we got a bye week next week. So as long as the guys going to play real good because we got a bye week. And after the bye week, we're going to leave everything on the field because we got the bye week. So I think we just go out there and just leave everything on the field and just go reckless and just win the game.
I want to ask you about Buffalo. Your rookie year, 08, bad game. 09, not you personally, bad game. 10, win because the dude slips. Fitzpatrick slips, yes. We're going to talk about you in a second. And 11, bad game. So you owe these guys. What about getting back at them? Because it's a good defense. It's a good defense you're going to play.
Last year, I didn't do this well either. So, you know, I had 6 yards, and I was very upset. And then we had that conversation, and I came back to the New Orleans game, and I was like, whoa. So I was like, I really was embarrassed of that game. So, I mean, just playing them with a good coach, and a good game plan, I just know I have more than 6 yards. So I'm just really excited just to play these guys again. And I know every year we've been playing these guys, we always been fighting each other. So, I mean, they're not a bad team. They're a good team, and they're going to come in and try to give us their all. You know, every team now is trying to beat the best team. Like, we was trying to beat the best team, too. So I know how every team is going to play and prepares, and they're going to give us their best shot. So we got to come up in there and ready to play, and just know that just leave it on the field, and we had a bye week, and our bodies be rest up for Denver.
About ready to close things up, but just 30 seconds left. And for our television audience, they can see your wonderful family, your beautiful girls. What about your family?
I mean, my girls, the second year I brought them to the Chiefs Kingdom, and, you know, she was still a baby, probably like 3 months, and she was probably not even 1.5 yet. So, I mean, they grow, like, kids grow big, you know what I'm saying? My wife, she's working on number 3, but
I was going to let you tell everybody.
Yeah, hopefully we get a boy, so.
Just get ready.
I love my girls.
They're awesome, and they're beautiful, all 3 of your girls here tonight. Jamal, thanks for coming so much. Again, the toughest guy that I've seen wearing a Chiefs uniform. It's time to beat Buffalo.
Yes,
next week, we're back at Dave and Buster's, I believe, and if Tamba gets his 10th sack, it'll be Tamba Ali. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.